94-61-39.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump says Robert Mueller's just looking for trouble. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The president tweets about White House counsel Don McGahn's 30 hours of interviews with a special counsel that McGahn did it only with his approval for purposes of transparency. So far, the president hasn't gone so far as agreeing to an interview himself. Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, defended the president on NBC's Meet the Press and explained why he's opposed to letting special counsel Robert Mueller interview the president.
Look, I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
President Trump has said he's willing to speak with Mueller's team, but his legal team is expressed opposition to that possibility because they believe the special counsel's investigators could take what the president says, if it differs from what others have laid out, as a lie. Chris?
Well, John, federal prosecutors are reportedly finalizing their case against President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, with bank fraud charges possible by the end of the month. The New York Times reports Cohen's under investigation for $20 million worth of fraudulently obtained loans for his taxi business in New York. Drastic economic measures in Venezuela.
Everyday necessities, including food, are in short supply. And our President Maduro is attempting to cure the inflation situation by devaluing the currency by a factor of 100,000. The latest salvo in what the president calls an economic war. On the streets, shoppers are predicting chaos as they try and work out the new money.
That's Sky News correspondent Dan Bowden. Police in Barcelona, Spain, shot and killed a man who pulled a knife on officers at a police station. It's being treated as a terrorist incident, although the motive is still under investigation. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Summer sales event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
About 90 elderly South Koreans have been escorted to North Korea to visit with family they haven't seen since the early 50s, separated by the Korean War. The reunification visits will last for 3 days, then the South Koreans go home. There'll be another round of reunifications Friday to Sunday. And IndyCar drivers in the hospital after a wreck in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's going to be tight through there.
Audio courtesy of NBC Sports, Robert Wickens trying to sneak in on the inside on the seventh lap of the ABC Supply 500 at Pocono Raceway Sunday, clipping Ryan Hunter-Reay, sending him spinning, going airborne into the fence. Wickens attended to by medical workers on the track before being airlifted to the hospital. The Canadian driver suffering a pulmonary contusion as well as breaking both legs and his right arm. He's expected to undergo surgery, but is also anticipated to make a full recovery. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The romantic comedy Crazy Rich Asians is the weekend's number one movie with $25.2 million in ticket sales. Another movie had $0.0001 million in ticket sales.
Kevin Spacey plays a lewd, coked-up high roller in Billionaire Boys Club. Producers not exactly eager to promote the Oscar winner's involvement, so they didn't promote the film at all. Spacey's not in the trailer.
How about we make some new money?
And the film not in many theaters, just 8 nationwide, making a meager $126 in its Friday debut, another $162 Saturday. It cost $15 million. $1 million to make. One theater in Antioch, California sold just one ticket all weekend. Same thing in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Worst showing of Spacey's career. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
PepsiCo is buying the Israeli home seltzer maker SodaStream for $3.2 billion. SodaStream reported record revenues earlier this month. The company was founded in 1991. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good Monday morning. How you doing? Local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Kids returning to Yankee Ridge Elementary School in Urbana will notice some differences. There are some additions to the original building. WCIA says there are 11 new classrooms, some new fine art space. There's a new kitchen, a new gym, and stage. The changes cost nearly $10 million and took about 15 months to finish. The principal says they now have space for a new dual language program. There's also new central air conditioning. A back-to-school bash at Hessel Park this weekend. WCIA says the bash was hosted by a local church. They gave away gift cards and had inflatables and games for kids. The Illini Inn is set to reopen in a few days. WAND says the renovated bar at 4th and Daniel Street started as the Midway Cafe in 1960 and became the Illini Inn 10 years later. The News Gazette says the bar was shut down last year for renovations after being bought by Chris Saunders in 2016. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Yes, since my book, Let's Make It a Habit, came out, I have been leading in-person workshops in various types of businesses, including for-profit, non-profit, and academic institutions. I teach audiences how to deal with negativity using humor and compassion. I present a realistic approach to instilling good habits to get the good things back in our lives, while also focusing on ways to learn daily habits that help us overcome negativity and move forward.
Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
And our weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. A good morning to Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Could be a gray day today with a 90% chance of precipitation and a high 80, low 66, 78 with a 50% chance of showers tomorrow, down to 60 at night, 77 with sun. Sunshine by Wednesday, 78 on Thursday. Those are the days to play hooky in your back-to-school mode. Right now, the temperature's at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
I like starting Mondays with Professor Alan Sachs, Professor of Political Science at the University of Texas at Arlington. How long have you been teaching?
Don't ask. 53 years, but I only have two more semesters to go, and then I'm out of there.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I do not fit into the university culture anymore.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it.
I found that out.
Well, but it has changed dramatically since you started, correct?
It certainly has.
I mean, when you first started, was there not acceptance of all ideas?
There was. It's very interesting because liberals had control then also. It was liberal Democrats then in Texas, liberal Democrats, and they had control. But they had one thing that I honored, and they honored, is that they honored free speech and defended it. And they defended their faculty members very, very strongly. So it was a different kind of liberal Democrat then than today. That's putting it mildly. They defended their people to the hilt, and free speech was at the top of the list.
I mean, even Jimmy Carter or Paul Simon, I mean, those are different Democrats than Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
And at the university level, there were different Democrats, too. That's the only way to put it. There were just different people or different liberals. And they defended free speech. And they defended their faculty to the hilt. I remember an old department chairman at the university. When I first got there, I had no idea what was going on the campus. And he comes and tells me, he says, if anybody from the administration asks you about this particular person, and I don't even remember the name and didn't even know the name then, just tell him he's a good guy, you know, and that's about it. In other words, they defended their people, yeah. And it was a chairperson of the department that actually told me to do that. So it was a different world then.
What do you think of the student? How has the student changed in the college level?
Students are on social media. they are generally, the vast majority of them are very kind and very nice. But there's a few of them, maybe more than a few, that are emboldened by what they see on college campuses. And in many ways, they think they ought to run it. And they're a little bit cocky. Everything is about, you know, and they have this notion in their minds. And I've heard this before from various students at different times. I paid for this. Mm-hmm. I'm a customer. I paid for this. And who did that? The universities put that in their brain. So when you're a customer, you can demand a lot of things. So the idea of a customer on a college campus is something very foreign to me.
Yeah,
but that's what's been implanted in their brain by the colleges and universities. I paid for this. It is a shame that that attitude has been put in their minds. But the universities and the colleges did it.
Because you started, you know, we're talking Vietnam War when you started. We're talking burning the flag in our draft cards, the LSD, sexual revolution, Nixon, then Nixon, Watergate. I mean, boy, you were college campuses.
I went through the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, boy, quite a career there, Alan. So you must have started when you were like 11 as a teacher or something.
I was about 11. I wish I was about 11 years old.
All right. But politically, Mueller investigation, it's not ending before the midterms, right?
That is correct. I don't think it's going to. It's a possibility. I don't see what Mr. Mueller has really pulled together. It looks like he's going every direction, you know, interviewing Stormy, and now it's Omarosa, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. You know, that's not really what the investigation was all about. I don't believe, unless Stormy was in Moscow at some point.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm being very facetious, but this kind of stuff is just ridiculous where he's going. By the way, just a couple of items that I think maybe cuts through a lot of the debate going on. First of all, the media has no greater standing for free speech than any of us do. But I think the reason why the media is yelling so much, 300 newspapers, 400 got together last week to write editorials together denouncing President Trump. They have a right to do that. But I think the reason why they're so sensitive about this is that nobody's ever taken the media on head on a continuing basis like President Trump has. President Truman criticized the media at times, but it was sort of a one-shot affair. Other presidents have done the same thing, going all the way back to the very early days of the country, but nothing like this. And I think that the media just doesn't like it. Nobody's questioned them. They also have to realize everybody has free speech. The media has no greater standing, although they're mentioned the First Amendment, and so is the people. So they've got to understand that. They have no greater standing than any of us do.
You know,
the second thing is, you can take away a person's national security briefing, whatever it is, standing, and it's perfectly legitimate for the president to do that.
It's just something that wasn't done. It's kind of a shame.
Right.
You're kind of shamed if you lose that kind of thing. But in reality, we're not going to be talking to John Brennan about any strategy anyway.
Right, and has nothing to do with free speech. He can say anything he wants to say. It just means he's not being allowed into the national security archives, so to speak, at this matter. He can say whatever he wants to say. But everybody's getting this confused and saying, it's free speech, it's free speech. No, it's not. Nobody's taken away his free speech. They took away his national security clearance.
Well, and in the handbook for the CIA, it says if you remain your top-level security clearance, you have to continue to act like an employee. He's a pundit for MSNBC. He's not an employee.
That's right. A little bit different. In fact, I think that James Clapper, who is the NSA advisor under President Obama, actually has even criticized John Brennan, his companion, to speak, saying that, in my words, he's gone a little bit over the top.
No, that's exactly right. Finally, Brett Kavanaugh, will he get the votes to be the next Supreme Court justice?
He will, but the Democrats are doing everything they can to slow down the nomination.
Yeah.
They want all the records. They want to see everything. You know, I don't know what they're hunting for, but Senator Schumer wants to see everything.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are showing now that if you want to slow things down and cause real havoc for the majority party, it can be done. And I think if it can be reversed, I don't know if the Republicans will have the wherewithal or the leadership to do what the Democrats have done if they become the minority party after the first of the year.
Alan, hang in there. Two more semesters for you, sir, at the University of Texas Arlington.
They need me, but I'm going. They really do. They need a different voice.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm that different voice.
Thank you, Alan. I'll call you next Monday.
Thank you so much,
That's
sir.
Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, get a little background. He's been at it a long, long time.
53 years, he said.
Man, that's a while. All right, let's jump to our morning sports, ESPN 93.5. Quarter after, going to talk to Superintendent Don Owen here in just a few moments about Urbana kicking off this
school
year. Here we go.
All right, Milwaukee beat St. Louis. The final was 2-1 yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
They say all good things have to come to an end.
Yet, Mike, the Cardinals won 5 out of 7 games on the homestand. They took 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee. It was Milwaukee's day yesterday as the Brewers held the Cardinals to 5 total hits. A big highlight, of course, for Patrick Wisdom with a pinch home run for the Cardinal run. That was his first in the major leagues. But the Cardinals were held to 17 hits over the weekend by the Milwaukee pitching staff. And yet the Redbirds won 2 out of 3. And they're a half game behind the Milwaukee Brewers now in third place.
Great job by Shishin there, starter, as he picked up his first win ever against the Cardinals. He's now 1-7. And Hader came in, pitched the ninth, and picked up his 10th save of the year. We're in Los Angeles tonight. A pair of left-handers. Gomber goes against Wood. We're on the air with the pregame show at 8:15.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I'm here to tell you about Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. Where can you find Gemütlichkeit? You'll find it all around Wisconsin, at events like the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship in Wisconsin Rapids, or Fish Day in Port Washington, or German Fest in Milwaukee, or the Mile of Music in Appleton, or the Pig in the Pines in St. Germain, or, you know what, just go to TravelWisconsin.com for all the Gemütlichkeit you can handle.
St. Louis Cardinals will have a game in L.A. tonight. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5.
Cubs are on U.S.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And they have the day off today.
Yeah,
actually.
And they got to go to Detroit. They're really bad, so it's good for the Cubs.
Okay.
And then the Milwaukee Brewers, you got to watch everybody now because it's so tight. Milwaukee has Cincinnati. They're bad. So the Cardinals' schedule is way harder, so it's going to be tough. But the Cardinals have gotten themselves back in it, and that's fantastic.
Right, they're a half game out then?
Yeah, half game. There's 5 teams and then a game of each other for that wild card. It's really tight. It is really, really tight. Cardinals by far have the hardest schedule. We'll just see how it plays out.
Pittsburgh over the Cubs 2-1 in 11 innings. I'm glad they have the day off before they do that series against Detroit. That series ended up being split over the weekend. Yu Darvish, that $126 million contract with him in February.
Yeah.
And it looks like he still has some issues with the triceps and elbow.
I don't think you ought to pay people if they can't play, but anyway.
Shoot.
All right, 718, Don Owen, the superintendent at Unit 116.
Yes.
That is Urbana Schools. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Are you ready to go?
We are ready.
Is there a time when you wake up and say, you know what, I'm tired?
No, there isn't. Students keep me energized, and I'm excited that school is starting up.
All right, Yankee Ridge has some new stuff. $10-15 million in improvements.
Yes,
that's great.
Brand new gym, 8 new classrooms, 3 Man. Dedicated fine arts classrooms. Much better accessibility around the building in terms of wheelchair accessibility and new playgrounds too. So. Mm. With that, we're starting a French dual language program there.
Nice.
So K-1 is going to have the ability to have French dual language immersion, where it's two-way immersion for English and French students.
What does that mean?
So what that means is we have native French speakers, primarily from immigrants from the Congo coming in, and they are in a classroom with English speakers as well. And about at K and 1, about 90% of their day is taught in French.
Whoa.
By a native French speaker. And so all of their content, everything is taught in French. And then as we move up through the grades, that slowly shifts into about a 50-50. So that by the time they get to fifth grade, the students are completely bilingual in French and English.
Pretty cool. I mean, and he calls for a kind of thing for Spanish?
Well, actually, we have Spanish. We're now in our eighth year of Spanish at Dr. Williams and Leal Elementary, and we're now expanding the Spanish up through middle school. And so right now you have students who have come through the dual language program in Spanish who can take things like social studies, science, and math in Spanish at Urbana Middle School.
Well, I tell you what, that is just, there's nothing wrong with knowing more than one language.
Sure, exactly.
I mean, your brain is good. I mean, some people that know two, three languages, that's hugely valuable.
Right. Yeah, the research out there is really strong that the younger you start a second or third language, not only is it reinforce your native language, but it also helps you in other subjects as well. And so we're seeing that in our Spanish dual language program already.
And you got new leadership now, new principals, Urbana Middle School, Urbana High School, and Wiley?
Yeah, Urbana High School, we have Dolores Brown, who's coming to us from Decatur, and she's outstanding, lots of energy and getting ready for a great start. Joe Wiemelt, who has been our Director of Equity and Bilingual Programs, is taking over at Urbana Middle School. And so he's been with us for a while. He really wanted building leadership. And Urbana Middle School is a great place for him, and he has a great team in there. And then Dr. Jennifer Heinhorst comes to Wiley from Urbana High School. So she has principal experience over in Unit 4 and teaching experience in both districts.
Safety at the top of the mind of many parents. Let's address that, Don.
Yeah. So one of the things about safety is, you know, we hired a lot of new staff specifically to look at issues of being proactive and supporting our students, especially around issues of mental health and social-emotional learning. What we found is those are the two biggest things you can do is if you have students that feel connected to school, they are much more likely to let you know if there's a problem. And that's the best preventative method of keeping our schools safe.
Can you be successful in school if you are connected but not much going on at home?
You can. I think one of the biggest things that we see, and we've learned this and practiced this with our CU one-to-one mentoring program, is if you have an adult who cares, that is one of the most important things. And so we look for multiple ways of providing that, but also partnering with families. And so whether the family is a single household or a single family household or a blended family, our goal is to partner with those families, support the families as well as the students.
Jay, teaching's a lot more than it used to be. You got to be a social worker as well. You got to kind of read things and know things. And
you really do. I mean, if our goal is to help students academically, and then that means that you have to have them well-prepared socially, emotionally to learn. Yeah. And so to do that, that's just part of what we need to do as schools.
It's Don Owen, Superintendent of Urbana Schools. Well, congratulations. You made it through the summer. The mile at the Pines is fun.
Over $6,000.
Yeah, yes, you're part of that.
That was outstanding.
It was really a fun day.
Yeah, I have a quick story about that. I was taking my son back to Madison this weekend, and in the elevator in the hotel, Jan Seely jumped in.
Come on.
Because there was the Badger Illini Challenge half marathon was going on in Madison.
Unbelievable.
And so it's like, so we talked about Mile of the Pines.
Wherever there's a race, Jan Seely.
Exactly.
Hey,
Don, thanks for dropping by.
Hey, you bet.
Have a wonderful year.
Appreciate it.
You betcha. Don Owen, he's Superintendent of Urbana Schools. Fox Business Minute this morning brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Estee Lauder is out with earnings that beat analyst estimates. The company made 49 cents a share or 61 cents a share when adjusted for one-time gains and costs. The company also posted annual earnings with CEO Fabrizio Frida saying fiscal 2018 was an outstanding year for our company. It generated higher sales in every region and product category and gained global share. A big deal making news this Monday morning, PepsiCo buying SodaStream International for $3.2 billion, SodaStream's name brand product is those machines which lets you make seltzer or other sodas at home. And the U.S. renewed sanctions against Iran are having an effect on the energy business. Iran announcing this morning that France's Total SA is pulling out of Iran. This after Total canceled its $5 billion 20-year agreement to build a massive offshore natural gas field. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Songs that make you think about the Fighting Illini. Crossroads Corner Consignment will also make you think of the Illini. They have a wide selection of Illini memorabilia and antiques. Looking for something for your student headed to Illinois? Illini memorabilia and antiques are waiting for you at Crossroads Corner Consignment, 723 South Neal, Champaign, and on Facebook.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
It's Monday. So glad you're listening. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. It is Monday. It is August 20. My dog, Big Charlie, 9 today.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, birthday for
That's
Charlie.
Very good. And back to school in the Anderson household. Yep. Unit 7 back in action today.
Okay, so Unit 4 went last week. Urbana's already going.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, the students are back. At least some of them. I went out and was shopping. I was at Aldi, and then I went to Target.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones that have the tomato basil rice cakes.
I see.
That's Gracie's big diet.
So I was also at Target because I have an ISU student that's starting today, and she needed some things for the room. And the mattress size is bigger than we're used to at Queen.
The bigger one. That's
had
nice.
To get some new sheets and things like that, and wow, that was a madhouse.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're here, and apparently all the sororities have work week.
Yes.
So they reported last night at 8 o'clock, so they had to report to help. So we have, this is the big week. Now, Thursday's official, quote, move-in day.
Right.
Avoid the area.
That's right. They've got the signs up during welcome week here at the University of Illinois, and we're doing our welcome back student bags on Sunday, powered by Prospect Bank. Thanks to FedEx and Crossroads Corner Consignment, Rosati's Pizza Car X, and Macy's at Marketplace. In on the fun. Lots of certificates and goodies inside.
So. Yeah, there's certainly lots of real, really nice things. Easy to hand out around campus, these bags of value, and people like free food and coupons and stuff.
It sure is good energy when the students come back.
Oh, it's great. Listen, we all kind of, the townies, we kind of go, oh, boy. But we're so happy.
Exactly.
We're so thankful that we are who we are. This would be really, really bad without the University of Illinois from the standpoint of what we are and what we would be without them. So we never need to take that for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got some liberal peeps. So what? It's great. Bring it on. The only concerning issue is the lack of tolerance for that middle to right voice. Because on campus, you'd be nervous to wear a Make America Great Again t-shirt or hat. And you ought to be allowed to do that without castigation, without being ridiculed.
That's right.
There's no question that's slipping and that's a concern. We've got to be able to allow both sides, argue it, but do it, you know, sensibly. That's where I'm a little concerned, not just at the University of Illinois, but everywhere. It's gotten a little ridiculous on that front. This Asia Argento was one of the first accusers of Harvey Weinstein in the Me Too campaign.
And now it's coming back at her,
Well, she says she was raped when she was 21. And apparently she abused a 16-year-old when she was 37.
That's right.
As a guy, I don't understand women, you know, doing that to men. I don't get that as easily. I don't quite understand it. I'm a pretty naive guy. I don't quite. So anyway, she apparently abused him and paid him off.
Right.
So there's some guilt going maybe she was worried for the story. I don't know how you prove anything like that.
But made a deal with her own
accuser. $380,000. So it's kind of interesting, the hypocrisy, I suppose. But then again, this was way before when she was abused allegedly by Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
She was 21. And then the Catholic Church thing, I want to talk a little more about that as we go. It is devastating. And the Pope came out and wrote a letter and said how bad it is.
Well, and that was one of the things we Catholics were looking for, some statement, some leadership. It had been a few weeks since we had heard something.
Well, and they had to figure out what to say. Is there a secret file? Is there a secret file? We need to know this. You need to come out and just clean it up, because the shame is certainly the act, but the double, triple shame is the cover-up. And, you know, yeah, people are going to quit giving. Listen, it's just a wedge. If you believe in the devil and evil, it's what it is. They're not priests. They're criminals. So stop treating them like priests. If you are absolutely guilty of all of this stuff, you do a pert walk and you handcuff them. Take the collar off them. They're not of God. They have nothing to do with the Catholic Church. They're evil infiltrating your organization.
You've got a point.
There is nothing to do with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God. These are evil people that get in, and they use their power to abuse children. And it has happened, apparently, a long time. So let's just stop. And when they are caught, you don't treat them with respect. They're criminals. They're pedophiles. They're not men of cloth. They're evildoers. And we respect, and we should, all the fathers that are in the parishes. They're for the most part wonderful, wonderful human beings. You got to root out the evil, man. It's hard. This is a big church.
Mm-hmm.
How many Catholics are there? A billion?
Right.
There's a lot, but you can't accept it under the auspices of "we can't because it'll hurt the church" thing. That doesn't work. You're hurting the church when you're caught hiding it, and I can't get it, and it just sickens me.
1.2 billion on that.
Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
It sickens me to know that people knew, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Oh my gosh. But I just would argue that there is evil infiltrating a lot of things in other churches and other denominations and other Christian organizations. It doesn't represent Christianity. It represents evil, and it represents bad people. People, and some are really, really bad. And when you do these kinds of things, you are really, really bad. And you're going to pay dearly, because it's unbelievable for how long. I mean, 99 of the bad priests were from Pittsburgh. 300 alleged priests allegedly abused 1,000 people. Oh, it's awful. If you want to text in any thoughts, 359-2255 is our text line, or anything we say along the way, feel free. Check your news. Be right back. It's ESPN 93.5.
I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting about collusion in the Robert Mueller Russia investigation this morning, complaining they made a phony crime called collusion, and when there was no collusion, they say there was obstruction. Also reiterating he approved the time they spent with White House counsel Don McGahn.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the White House encouraged staffers to cooperate. As far as the president saying the New York Times thinks McGahn is a John Dean-type rat, Dean, a former Nixon counsel, tweeted he doubts the White House has any idea what McGahn said.
Fox's Gernal Scott. And the king of pop dethroned. When it comes to having the number one album of all time, Michael Jackson's Thriller displaced by the Eagles' greatest hits album, 71 to 75, according to the Recording Industry Association. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illini Inn is set to reopen in a few days. WAND says the renovated bar at 4th and Daniel Street started as the Midway Cafe in 1960 and became the Illini Inn 10 years later. The News Gazette says the bar was shut down last year for renovations after being bought by Chris Saunders in 2016. The federal judge in the public corruption case against former Congressman Aaron Schock has been removed from all cases involving the federal government. The Pekin Times says the judge, Colin Bruce, who is based in Urbana, has been removed from Schock's case and dozens of others after it was learned that the judge had talked to a member of the U.S. Attorney's Office while a trial was in progress. It is not clear how long that removal will last or how it could affect Schock's case. The chief U.S. District Court judge says the court is temporarily reassigning all cases in which the U.S. is a party that are pending before Judge Bruce. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. We love kind-hearted people and stay away from those who are harsh. We don't like working for a bully, but we gravitate to humble bosses who lead with a servant heart. There's a huge difference between the love of power and the power of love. Same two words, but flipped around. Love of power is about me, and power often corrupts the person. On the other hand, the power of love is about others, and it builds up the other person. Gandhi said that the day the power of love overrules the love of power, the world will truly have peace. Servant leadership, humility, kindness, and the power of love will create tight-knit bonds in families, at work, and with our friends. Let's resist loving power, and let's replace it with the power of love. I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. To stay focused on developing our leadership trait, I'm hosting John Maxwell's Live to Lead again this year at the I Hotel. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. I hope to see you there.
Heck yeah. Anything Habib does, you want to go to.
That's right.
And John Maxwell's a great guy.
Can really bring the team together.
Yeah. No, it's great. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Sorry about the timing on back to school with the rain really coming down here at the Pines in Urbana. Today's high 80, 66 hour low tonight. We've got a 50% shot at morning showers tomorrow with a high 78, low 60. Partly cloudy on Wednesday with a high 77. Chance of showers at 10%. Sunny on Thursday with a high 78. Currently 71 with the rainy conditions at ESPN 93.5.
All right. If you are looking for a new vehicle or even a pre-owned, I just encourage you to go to Honda, BMW. Check them out online at drivechampaign.com. Say hey to Ben Quattrone, man in charge there. What they've done is, as a Honda President's Award winner, they have checked all the columns from the standpoint of sales and service and customer retention, low repair comebacks, meaning fixed right the first time in their service department. But they're just really, really good. If you want to know what an award-winning dealer looks like, stop by at Neil and Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com. You can test drive something. They've got some great pre-owned vehicles as well. But hundreds and hundreds of vehicles on their lot, and they're looking forward to meeting and seeing you in soon. DriveChampaign.com online, Honda BMW. Check out what an award-winning dealership looks like. All right, let us talk to, is it Soraya Spencer? Is that how I say that? Okay. Who does?
Brooks has an accident on I-57 to report.
Oh, Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So what's going on, buddy?
There's a, I believe there's a wreck. We can't see it. The I-57 northbound. I believe we're south of Curtis Road for sure, maybe just north of Monticello Road. The emergency vehicles are just now coming on the scene. I can't see the very front of it up to where it's at, but there's definitely, I'm sure there's been a wreck or something, but I-57's backed up for a couple miles.
Oh,
here.
Boy. One of those. I'm so sorry. So I-57 northbound near Curtis Road, you're stopped. So we need to avoid that. Southbound okay?
Yes.
Okay. Mike, yes. Mike, thanks for checking in, my friend. Thank you.
No problem.
Appreciate the traffic report. Okay. And again, rainy and stuff. But, yeah, if you're I-57, want to get off at Pisotum or something, avoid that. A whole area. If he's at Curtis Road, he says can't see the. We've all been in those where you're just stacked up. So hope and pray that person's okay or people. Okay, Soraya, is it Soraya or Soraya Spencer? How do I say that?
Soraya.
Soraya Spencer, Soraya. Healthy eating specialists. So have you always been interested in food?
Yes, I grew up in the kitchen, actually.
I mean,
the food has always been in the heart of our family.
Okay. There's a story here. It says, eating, generally speaking, very personal thing. A definition of healthy eating is often in the eye of the beholder, with seemingly endless opinions and research all trying to point us to how humans should eat. Every year, the Center for Science in the Public Interest compiles a list of the unhealthiest meal choices one can make while dining out. And Soraya, what are some of the most unhealthy eating choices I can make while dining out?
So you can go straight to the cheese factory and turn around and eat, especially if it is for breakfast, to have your breakfast burrito, because that is literally a worth a day and a half worth of calories, And the result of it will be having you tired and wear down instead of excited, full of energy, and ready to tackle your day.
So we like the breakfast burrito, Soraya.
Well, I can't eat it. And you can't tell me that if you had it, you felt pumped up and ready to go for your day.
True. Kind of get in a food coma mode.
Okay, so no breakfast burritos. What else is bad?
Non-unhealthy breakfast burritos. I make some amazing breakfast burritos that still can get you out of your chair and get going with your day. The other one on the list, there are a few. This list is about 8. The Shake Shack. I go to Shake Shack about once a month when I crave a nice, good burger. And I got to say, their burgers are delicious. But even me, healthy person, very aware, or I try to be aware of what I put into my body, I realized that your calorie intake for a meal is about 2,200 calories.
Wow.
And
we don't have that burger joint here. We don't have Shake Shack, so that's good news. What is your mother language?
Oh, I speak French. That's the accent.
Would you please
French and Arabic?
Please, you speak Arabic too?
Yes, sir.
Would you please say, friends, please eat healthy food all the time. Say that in French and Arabic.
In French and Arabic. Mes amis, s'il vous plaît, il faut mieux manger tous les jours. Ça vous fera du bien.
Wow.
Habibi, عندك لازم تكون خير. خاطر في الماكلة اللي رانا ناكلوها دركا ماشي مليحة ليك.
That's so impressive.
Was that good enough for you?
Nice. Very impressive. So not only can you fix healthy things, but you can speak to the world. Well done. Soraya, how do people find you? How do they find you?
So you can find us online, www.gatherkitchen.com, or on Instagram at Gather Kitchen. We have a restaurant downtown Dallas in Thanksgiving Tower, and today we are opening our second location, and that makes me so happy and proud.
Good for you.
I'm going to go back to the kitchen right after this call.
GatherKitchen.com. Congratulations, Soraya. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
First person I've ever talked to that can speak Arabic, French, and English in the same interview.
That's cool.
7:42.
And, of course, watching that sugar intake, we didn't even get a chance to talk about that.
Yeah, no, it's certainly one of the bad things out there. But I didn't know you could get a burger meal. Or what is it, 27?
2,000 calories, 2,000 calories. Some of these cheeseburgers.
I don't know what my daily in. I should be at 2,000 for the day, right?
I know.
Unless, of course, you're playing basketball or something.
And that's what she's saying about the breakfast burrito also. Lots of stuff in there, not necessarily giving you energy.
But it's so good. What about the so good part? Come on. All right. It's rainy.
Yes, it is.
Be aware. We know that I-57 at Curtis going north is really backed up because of an accident. Thank you, Mike Brooks, for calling that in. And anything else, if you guys ever have anything, you're always welcome. 359-2255 is our text and phone. Same thing, 359-CALL. If you ever want to check in with us, feel free. We'd love to hear from you on anything going on out there. We know that it's going on here with school starting and the U of I essentially getting back this week. A whole bunch came back over the weekend for, I would presume, extracurricular fraternities, sororities getting ready. It's kind of fun. I still remember how fun it was to go to school a little early and have nothing to do for a few days before things started.
And just figure out where your classes are and kind of do it at a less stress pace.
Yep. Okay, crops I think are doing pretty well out there. You can talk to Busey about how to grow your farm forward. They have ag services and farm brokerage that is very strong and very impressive. 90,000-plus acres under their management, 9-member team, more than 130 years of combined experience. Partner with a team whose roots run deep. They'll provide a full range of products and services to meet your agricultural needs. Busey provides lending solutions, market analysis, market studies, and again, it's a name you can trust. They've been serving farmers, well, for 150 years. Partner with a team whose roots run deep. Busey's Ag Services and Farm Brokerage. They have the resources you need to grow forward. Just call 800-67-BUSEY or visit busey.com and sit down with them, no cost or obligation. Find out what they can do for you. Busey, member, FDIC.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit CountryArbors.com for more information.
Summer is here, so take a swing at Legends Golf Course, conveniently located in Southwest Champaign across from the new Carl at the Fields. It's a full practice facility with a driving range and 9-hole executive course. Professional teaching, club sales, and repair are available for your convenience. Sign up with a partner or by yourself for weekly ladies and men's leagues with no long-term commitments. Short on time? Play 9 at the Legends. Visit their website for more information at legendsofchampaign.com. All right, let's check your morning sports. ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
But just hearing that golf ball go in the hole, did you see Brent Snedeker in action at all?
A little of it. This is a low impact tournament for me.
Okay, gotcha.
I did watch. The only reason I watched was DA Point.
Uh-huh, and he was in the top four, right?
Yeah, he won $226,000.
Okay, that's a good weekend.
He's had a rough, but he made it into the FedEx, which begins this coming weekend. That's a four-weekend tournament for $10 million. And so DA went from 241st to like 120 or something, 250, whatever it is, he's in it. You have to be top 125 to be in the FedEx for the final PGA round. I believe we have Ryder Cup after that, so still some good golf ahead. But, yeah, Brent Snedeker wins the Wyndham.
That's right. Milwaukee over St. Louis 2-1 yesterday. Now Milwaukee will gear up to be against Cincinnati. St. Louis has
go to L.A. They
got to
play the Dodgers. They're a game ahead of the Dodgers wild card. Then they go to Colorado. Colorado's a half a game ahead of them.
Oh, boy.
It's a toughie. The schedule for St. Louis lays out to be really, really hard. I don't know if they're going to make it, but I'm just happy that they played themselves into at least the discussion. And they're playing much better baseball. It's, you know, it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to play really bad baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing much, much. And Harrison Bader is going to be a really big star for St. Louis.
Okay.
It's exciting. He's a young kid. They traded Tommy Pham. And Harrison Bader is an amazing center fielder, and he's got some pop, and his speed is amazing.
All right.
Fun to watch him, and it's kind of the new wave. And then this kid, O'Neill, makes his catch in right field. I said, there's your outfield, Marcell Ozuna, Harrison Bader, and Tyler O'Neill. There's a new Cardinal outfielder.
Well, it's good to have you talking a little more positive
these days. One thing to lose the way they were losing. It's just better. It's just... They lost yesterday, but you know, they're playing good baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun again.
Again, on the West Coast tonight, 9:10 start, heard on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
They say all good things have to come to an end.
Yet, Mike, the Cardinals won 5 out of 7 games on the homestand. They took 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee. It was Milwaukee's day yesterday as the Brewers held the Cardinals to 5 total hits. A big highlight, of course, for Patrick Wisdom with a pinch home run for the Cardinal run. That was his first in the major leagues. But the Cardinals were held to 17 hits over the weekend by the Milwaukee pitching staff. And yet the Redbirds won 2 out of 3, and they're a half game behind the Milwaukee Brewers now in third place.
Great job by Shashin, their starter, as he picked up his first win ever against the Cardinals. He's now 1-7. And Hader came in, pitched the ninth, and picked up his 10th save of the year. We're in Los Angeles tonight. A pair of left-handers. Gomber goes against Wood. We're on the air with the pregame show at 8:15.
Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 2-1 yesterday. They'll have the day off before their series starts up against Detroit tomorrow, and you'll hear the action on US 105.9. We had the Chicago White Sox beating Kansas City 7-6 yesterday. NFL preseason action has the Colts and Ravens in action tonight. Pretty good weekend for our Fighting Illini football and volleyball with kind of an inner scrimmage and fan appreciation day over the weekend. I hope you were able to tap into that. As far as soccer goes, yesterday, we beat No. 3 Duke. So the series starts at 1-1. 2-1 was the final yesterday. Illini freshman McKenna Silber with the first goal and Patricia George with the second goal. She's a senior who netted that kick. And Alexander Rossi, a winner in IndyCar at Poconos. So that's essentially sports to this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
I was washing sheets yesterday. Janet and I both very busy, but Janet's, you know, off the charts, busy getting ready for Grace, who's leaving for Miss America this next Monday. And so she's doing stuff for her dance costume, all these sparkly things.
Yeah.
And so she sat at the table sewing, doing 12 hours yesterday.
Wow.
Just a lot.
Okay.
So anyway, I was doing sheets.
Okay.
And I was thinking CMI. I said, I need to take this to the iHotel and have them do my sheets because they got that roller ironer thing.
Yeah, the linen.
Oh. You go to CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., they've got all of it. If you have stains or whatever. Now, this is more commercial I'm talking about, but and there's a lot of hotels around. If your linen's rough, not soft, CMI can work with you, controlling your cost by using the state-of-the-art dispensing system. They also offer monthly service reports, checking the pH of the linens, the dispensers, and they'll make sure you have minimal rewashing. Save money, shop local. Betsy and Brad Parks, good people, good family. Their team at CMI, serving all of Central Illinois, CMIClean.com. For more information. So, yeah, the send-off for Grace will be Saturday evening. And there's just too many people getting hold of us regarding getting in and coming. So we're going to keep the tickets open.
Okay.
And the link should be good as of later today because they shut the link off. And there's more demand now that it's getting closer and people see their schedule.
That's right.
It's just a little easier.
MissIllinois.org.
Yep, that'll do it. And it might still be closed, but rest assured that if you come between 5 and 7, it's $15 a person. It's a fundraiser for the Illinois Scholarship Association, Miss Illinois, that you'll get in. We'll take care of you. And the chancellor's speaking for a few minutes. We've got probably 20 or 30 spots left because we had to give the caterer an idea.
Okay.
So maybe 20, 25 spots is all. And otherwise, it's hard to let you in if you're not going to get any of the hors d'oeuvres and some of the sweets and things that we do have planned. So it's Miss Illinois send-off 5 to 7 this Saturday at the iHotel and Conference Center. Thank you, Peter Fox and Sam and all the great people there that are making this possible. So it's 7:51. I was going to touch on one more thing for the top of the hour.
I know for me, the Illini Collector Car Club and that tri-motor Ford 1928 airplane that was circling around all weekend. A great time for everyone. Thank you, Tom Frasca and the gang at Frasca Airport for making that happen.
A busy weekend as always, particularly around now. Well, now Lovie Smith and his football team. I know what it was. I remember. No, I keep talking. We do something here advertising-wise, and we've done it for a long time, called Stevie J Pays.
Yes.
And it's about as good as value, and I'm sorry it is, but it is. It's called Stevie J Pays, and what I do, and I guess the genesis of it is that we started a long time ago when Illinois was 0-11 and nobody was very interested. Mm-hmm. And then we kept it going because every year I look at an Illinois football schedule, and somehow I'll justify us winning darn near all of them.
That's right. And go Illini.
Yeah, well, it's not logical,
okay.
And I understand that, but that's just, I'm such a fan. So, we do Stevie J Pays, meaning you get 20 commercials a week, and if the Illini lose their football game, the commercials are free. Yes, I know. Last year, I took a beating. We won 2. So, essentially, October and November were free. Now, there are a limited number of spots for advertising on this. I've got a chart, and it's filling up quickly because at some point, you know, you run out of space. So if you're interested, you can text us at some point saying, Stevie J Pays, I'm in, because most of my commercials, unless you think Illinois is going to go to a bowl game or something, then you got to reconsider. So we'll help you with details of that if you're interested in exposure on, we do it just on ESPN or it can be any of our stations. I think it's any of our stations, which is Q96, US 105.9, and Christian FM.
Right.
So it's kind of a gift to the community, I suppose, every year. But one of these dang years, we're going to win them all.
That's
and then
right.
You want me, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. You're putting your money on the Illini,
well,
Stevie. That's great.
Yeah, it is great until you see the bottom line and go, what did you do?
Okay.
What are you thinking?
I've gotten 3 texts saying, can I go Saturday to seek grace? So.
Have you really? No?
You? Well, you just said people coming out of the woodwork now that we're...
Well, let me get those numbers.
Okay.
No, really, we mean that, but we can't. We don't have that
I know.
It's one of those where everybody, when I said August 25th, they go, what am I doing that? And I understand we're doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, Steve, what did you do last Thursday? I don't know.
Right.
I really don't, and I don't worry about that. I hope it's not, you know, senile age time. I just don't remember. Do you remember what you were doing last Thursday? Without looking? No, without looking.
Okay. Not off the top of my head.
Okay, see, all right, I don't feel bad. Because you're much younger.
in any case, I know that that's coming up, and that'll be awesome. So, way to go, Grace.
Well, and there's all kinds of buzz about Miss America.
Mm-hmm.
The current Miss America has written an awful letter, and I'm sorry about that. It's just, you know, we're walking into something that's a little turbulent.
Oh, shoot.
Kara Munns, the current Miss America, said she's been bullied and been, you know, silenced by the new Gretchen Carlson team.
I see.
Gretchen Carlson came out and said, well, thanks to you, we just lost 75,000 in scholarships coming up because of all this stuff going on. So, Grace is looking at saying, listen, there's going to be a telecast on ABC September the 9th.
Yes.
I'm focused on that because none of this you can do anything about. You hope and pray they figure it out and put everything aside and do the show, and then we'll see what happens. But there's that. It's on Drudge Report this morning.
I'm seeing it now when I Google.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay, but you know what? It's nothing you can do about that stuff.
That's right.
Focus on what you want to do, the people you want to help. That's what Grace is trying to do, is helping particularly people struggling in the middle school and high school level, young people that might be struggling with all kinds of issues and having mental challenges. She wants to destigmatize the whole mental health discussion. I think it's a great thing. And because it's timely. And we need to be aware of signs and things that we see and then say something and get people help and make them say, no big deal, I'm going to go to the school nurse for stomachache. I'm going to go to the counselor and chat. It's
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what? Everybody needs somebody to talk to.
That's right.
We do, you know, the reason you don't think they do is because nobody talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 359-2255. You want to text in about the send-off party or anything else, let me know. Or Stevie J pays. 756.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
I think there's two teams that you could go ahead and pencil in the college football playoff already. We already know what one of them is. They're from the ACC. That would be Clemson. It would be an absolute epic collapse failure type year if the Clemson Tigers do not make the college football playoff. The other one that I have is I think the Washington Huskies are a football playoff contender. I think that they can give Auburn. It's win or lose against Auburn. As long as they don't get blown out, this is a win for the Washington Huskies because the public doesn't think that they could come in and win this game. But if they win that game and then you go in, you've got North Dakota, Utah, Arizona State. The only tough game that in the Pac-12 of a contender that you're going to play is against Stanford, and you get them at home. Win or lose, I think the Washington Huskies have already been that team.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hi, it's CBJ. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, I started CBJ Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. We put together experienced travel experts to assist you, including 40-year travel veteran Bill Owen. Bill was the owner of Franklin Travel and has designed over $200 million in group trips. And Mary Beth Karasik, who has led tours all over the world for nearly 20 years. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. Like our trip to Asia, 5 countries and 7 ports. Our family will host this trip in January. Janet and I will also host a Rhine River cruise on Viking in September of 2019. Or join Mary Beth for a cruise to Alaska, including the train and Denali adventure. Or Mary Beth's incredible canyon country trip in Arizona in October of 2019. For more information, just go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
yahoo!
and satisfaction. Visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda HR-V, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. You've just entered car buying bliss. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement, and satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. You've just entered car buying bliss.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details.